Well, I couldn't be more pleased to welcome Charlene Harrison. She is the COO of the Arts Alliance, but she is also an integral member of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. And with us in studio is the one, the only, my Valentine Day guy that I saw at Branzini, Le Jazz's Hiram Haisley. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Before we start, Hiram, I want you to tell us a little bit about Le Jazz, and you need to get right on top of that mic, if you will, sir.
Okay. First of all, thanks for allowing me to share with you guys. I was introduced to the jazz genre years back when I was working over at a theme park in Tampa. I'm actually a proponent of the R&B 70s sound. I was raised listening to Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and those type groups. And one day, I was fishing through my grandmother's linen closet, and I found a Miles Davis album, and that gave me a little taste of what jazz was like. So in my travels and trying to learn jazz, I'm pretty much self-taught on the upright bass. I ran into some really interesting people, and one being my cousin, Ron Gregg. He was with the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association years ago, and prior to that, at my church, Al Downing was the organist. As a kid, I always saw Mr. Downing playing, and, you know, it was kind of exciting to see him play, but I never knew that this would materialize into something as big as it is and as good as it is for the area, because it really promotes jazz and it helps the young musicians get an opportunity to taste and feel the challenges of learning that type of music.
Charlene, you have been the event chair of the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association. You organize the concerts, you get them started. We got Scotty Wright. Mm-hmm. We have Dimas Sanchez coming up on the 19th at 3 o'clock at the Palladium. Tell us a little bit about Lit Jazz is going to be featured at the Al Downing Honors.
Oh, yes. I've been knowing Hiram Haisley for some years now and have been following Le Jazz around. It's going to be really great. This is going to be our first time featuring him with the Al Downing Honors, and we're excited to have him.
I'll tell you that it's an incredible group that you've got going on here. You've got upright and electric bass is, of course, Hiram Haisley. Keyboard and piano, Judy Glover. Drums, Dennis Moniz, and alto sax, Kenneth Goolsby. Tell us about your band that you're going to be playing with, Hiram.
Oh, these guys I met through my years of growing up. I met Dennis Moniz on drums years ago when I worked over at that theme park. He played at a club on Sunday nights with Donna Allen. And I saw this group, and as I started, I guess, went on through my journeys with music, I ran back into Dennis and we started playing. And I actually worked with his group, Off the Cuff, years ago over at the casino. So he and I stayed connected, and, you know, we worked together. He was working with me on the Wednesday nights at Donatello.
Donatello is quite the clay. You know, Donatello is where Frank Sinatra might have been, you know. Tell us, share with the audience, paint the picture of Jazz Night at Donatello's, because I have been, and it is fabulous.
Well, actually, there was a lady, Miss Kitty, she just passed on recently. She was the house musician and singer for years. And when I first walked into Donatello, I was going in as a you know, to have dinner, and I heard her playing, and I was mesmerized as how deep her song selection was. You know, she did a lot of B-sides of jazz, you know, and it was so interesting. And when you look at, you walk into Donatello, the first thing you're going to notice is all the pictures of all the famous people that have been there. With Gino and his father, and you say, wow, man, this is crazy. And I've met a few famous people there since I've been there.
Tell us about them. Let's share.
I ran into John Gruden, and it was kind of funny because I was unloading my van, and I saw the top of a blonde hair in this SUV, and I walked inside. I heard somebody say, hey, who's that Raiders fan? And I turned around, and it was Gruden. I'm a Raiders. I'm a fanatic for Raiders. So I went and spoke with him. And told him that my son is coaching over in Plant High School, Tampa Plant. So he says, well, take my number, And I, of course, I started shaking, you know, to take my number. I took his number and gave it to my son, and they connected. So that's kind of a boost for him. You know, and seeing, I think it's Tiki Barber.
Oh, Tiki, right.
From the Buccaneers. He pops in a lot, yeah, so.
You know, just a few of your fans.
Just a few of them.
Tell us about Judy Glover.
Judy Glover is a phenom. She's rare because she plays extremely well in both fields, classical and jazz. I mean, she plays for, I think it's the Venice Symphony Orchestra, and she also plays with countless jazz groups in the area. And I was blessed to meet her through Fred Edenberg. He's a drummer that helped me start Le Jazz years ago. Fred said, man, I met this lady that can play, man. So I met Judy, and she was everything he said. And she's been an honor to work with her.
And finally, Kenneth Goolsby Jr., the
Kenneth
alto
Goolsby.
Sax man.
Wow. Kenneth is another
phenom. He's a sexy sax man.
he's another phenom. I met him when he was in high school over in Lakewood. And yeah, it was they had so many great players come out of that school. Kenneth was one of them, and he's, you know, playing his thing. And as I got into the gig at Ruby's, I reconnected with him. He popped in one night, and I asked him would he be interested in doing some nights with us, and he's been playing ever since.
Before we get into your backstory, I want to ask Charlene, how did you all meet? What was the first time that you met? And what was it? I mean, I love his music. I mean, you stand right there, and he's just, I don't know how you get that kind of sound.
Well,
tell us how you met.
I'm going to have to tell you, this is going to take you to another side of Hiram Hazley. He actually has a funk band called Magic. We were out in Gulfport at Caddy's when Caddy's was there. It's now called Storm Runner. And it's open now, but and he plays there. But he has a funk band, and that's how we met him. And it's been, I think, in 2019. It's been since 2019, and we've been following that band, and we have a great time on the weekends.
Do you still play with Magic? Where do you play with Magic?
Wow, Magic, we play, as she said, as Charlene said, we play over at Storm Runners in Gulfport. We play at Chill Restaurant and Bar and on Corey Avenue on St. Pete Beach. Mm-hmm. What else we have? We have Whiskey River over in Newport Richey. We have Sam's Beach Club over in Hudson, just to name a few.
And then you're at Ruby's every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
And for those of us who never make it past 8 o'clock, Charlene, you are my hero, 10 o'clock.
Right. You don't have to stay to 2.
Oh, I would stay. I have been there once, and I did stay to 2.
You can stay and just get a bits and pieces of it, but it's really exciting because the band starts out, and we have different players with Le Jazz, you know. We have Pablo Arancibia plays with us, Scotty Wright plays with us, Andrew Jankura plays with us, and Eric Roberts is on drums, Kenny Loomer is on drums,
wow.
And Ron Braggs also plays with us. So we have a plethora of cats that come through.
Let's talk about how, you know, we say St. Pete, Radio St. Pete is where local music lives, and Al Downing, Tampa Bay Jazz Association is where jazz lives. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Ruby's and do a shout-out to Ruby's Elixir, because there's music 7 nights a week. Talk to us about that, Hiram.
The owner is Greg Haddad, and he's really, sincerely one of my best friends. He's he started the establishment, had to be close to, I want to say 10 years ago, maybe
even
longer,
more, yeah.
You know. And we were trying to figure out a way to make that jazz night work. I was working at a club across the street adjacent from Ruby's. It was called the Rare Olive. And Rare Olive closed down, and I spoke with Greg, and he was interested in trying something. And we, you know, we started into that jazz venture. And before you know it, we started building and building the night. And it's pretty fun right now.
Charlene, talk to me a little bit about how y'all chose Le Jazz for this very special Al Downing Honors. And then tell us a little bit about your MC.
Okay. How we chose Le Jazz was that we were kind of looking for something different, something a little bit intimate for the show. They have and have played so many different old jazz, and that's what Alvinette Downing was looking for. Well, Downing McCleave, what she was looking for in sound. She wanted that old jazz. And, you know, we have a lot of phenomenal jazz musicians around here. So they just got the ticket. They picked the straw.
And will you do the big reveal on who the MC is going to be?
Yes, I will. The big reveal is Erica Sutherland. Erica is a multi-hyphenate executive filmmaker, writer, theatrical director, and producer. She is the executive director at the studio at 620. She embraced her passion for the performing arts at an early age while growing up in St. Louis, Missouri. She's a really good friend of mine, and I just love her.
Could
She's
be
great.
No better person to do
just
this.
A great.
So I see that there's such a parallel between what she's doing and what you're doing with Al Downing, what you're doing with your music, in the sense that all of a sudden we are the arts coast. We are the music coast. St. Pete, not just St. Pete, but Tampa Bay. It's exciting. Hiram, tell us a little bit about how you, where you're from originally and how you made it to St. Pete. And then I want to talk about how we are a mecca for all of this.
Oh, yeah. I was born and raised in St. Pete.
Really?
Absolutely.
High school too?
High school.
Which high school?
I went to North. I graduated Northeast High School. I was in the middle of the mix. You know, we started at one side of town.
Right.
And in the middle of my junior high move, we were on another side. You know, so I went to 16th Street after Wildwood, Melrose Elementaries. Went to 16th Street, then I went to Lelman. After the change.
Right.
And then my first year in high school after Lelman was Dixie Hollins. And it was really rough then. You know, things were happening off the, you know.
You were in the middle
radar.
of that
yeah, it was
movement.
Pretty dark. So I went there. My mother sent me to New York. She was working there, you know. So I moved up to New York for my 11th grade year, George Washington High School. So I came back and I graduated in Northeast High School. And I wasn't really in the bands because I was kind of sore from the whole experience of Dixie Hollins.
Right.
I went to St. Pete Junior College where I met my band director. I'm going blank.
band mentor?
Yes.
Which was now St. Pete College, right?
St. Pete College, yes. Before I'm trying to think of
which Al Downing was a professor. He was a teacher there as
yes,
well.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So did you come from a musical family? How did you choose your instrument of choice?
I would say somebody along the thread was into music because my brother is a well-accomplished keyboard player. And my sister sings like the heavens. So I don't know where we got it from. I don't. My grandmother doesn't sing that. She didn't sing that well, you know. So my mother did not sing that well, but we did get a thread. So I think it was just our ears leading us to music. You know, the more you hear, the more you want to say.
What did you listen to growing up?
Miles Davis. Well, that came literally after I went through my whole Earth, Wind & Fire thing. Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, you know, I played those albums, and we had albums in those days until they were white, you know. I'm listening to Michael Jackson sing I Don't Know Why I Love You 30 times in a row. I listen to Earth, Wind & Fire's Mighty Mighty and Open Our Eyes 30 or 40 times in a row.
Unbelievable. So did you train formally? You went to for school, you read music, and how did so... Tell us about the bands. Tell us about the different people you played with.
Well, okay, this is weird because I've got a couple of offers to do a couple of national acts. Now, I started out on trumpet. I remember when I was 12, Mr. Robert Harris was going around the elementary schools teaching kids music. You know, so he pulled a wagon up with all these instruments, and I saw the cornet. It's a version of the trumpet. So I got that, and my aunt, who spoiled me, Rodden, bought me an old cornet and had it fixed up. So I had a cornet, and that's how I got into the music vibe, you know. I met these guys, you know, at different times in my life, all the jazz players at different times through other jazz players, which is usually how it goes. And some people you click well with, some people you not so much. So you kind of acquire your list of people that you kind of work with through you know, meeting other referrals.
Charlene, you love music.
I do.
Tell us a little bit from your point of view, what's going on in the jazz world here and with music in general. It's a good time, isn't it, for all of this?
Yeah, it is a very good time for the jazz to, you know, it seems like it's happening everywhere now in your small cafes and your, you know, just your sitting rooms, and it's comfortable. I went to an event at, Drinkery?
Tampa Bay Drinkery,
and it's such a little cozy little spot, and the La Jazz was playing there that day, and my first time being there, but just to look around and watch everybody, you know, just enjoying and sitting back and relaxing, that was the one of the best things, and I think that's what jazz brings. It brings that relaxed atmosphere.
It really soothes the soul, Hiram, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So you have I love your playlist. I'm just going to share some of this. But I want you to tell me about some of the jazz tunes that speak most to you. For me, what's going on, you know, it's just the way you do it. So I've heard you do a lot of this. You can take anything, Masquerade, you know, Blue Bossa, Night in Tunisia. Tell me a little bit about your playlist and how you cultivate it and what it means to you.
Okay, I started, as I said, trying to listen to bassists that said things. Paul Chambers is one of my favorite players. Oscar Pettiford. Oscar Pettiford always sounded like he was a horn player playing bass. He was very melodic, you know. So he studied Jimmy Blanton, so I started listening to him. But there were tunes like Dear Old Stockholm that really touched me. Milestone by Miles Davis was really one of the good ones. So What, A Night in Tunisia. And what I started doing was acquiring from Paul Chambers' style is bass on top. I do the bass as a melody instrument and have the band. I do the head, that's what we call the melody. I do the head on bass, and we're going through the tunes from there.
Wow. Folks, just think about what Hiram just said. That just blows me away. Take Five. I heard you do Take Five.
Yes, one of my favorites.
My parents loved it. I loved it. I never heard anybody do it the way you did it. It was so deep.
It's
Charlene,
amazing.
Some of your favorite things that you like to listen to that Hiram plays.
Well, this is one thing that I, you know, when I first started going to hear them do the jazz band, and that was at the Berger Boulevard. He would say, if you got a song you want to hear, let us know, you know. So I would throw songs out there. And this was not a jazz song, but I threw out Miss You by, who is it? Rolling Stones. And he played it. I was amazed. So I was a fan from then on. When you can just pick up something and just play it, turn around and tell the band, hey, this is what it is. And, you know, he does, I can't think, and I don't want to say it
wrong. He does Billie Jean.
Oh, he does.
He does Billie Jean in a way that, I mean, you transform our ears, are prepared for one thing, and then you never remember what that original song that was a hit, because you've made it your own.
Yeah. Well, he does charts. He does his own charts. So he's able to turn around and tell the band the keys and everything that they play it in, and they just catch right on. Professionals all the way.
Hiram, what are you most, so let's just, folks, if you've just joined us, I'm talking to the lovely Charlene Harrison. She's the COO of the Arts Alliance. This is Art Walk Weekend. And that's exciting. And Hiram Haisley. Hiram performs at Boulevard Burgers and Jazz, 11:30 to 2:30 on Sunday. Ruby's Elixir, Thursday at 10 o'clock. Donatello on Wednesday nights. And you just got to follow him on Facebook to see where else he's going to be playing, because he's everywhere. He pops up. He will be at the Al Downing Honors at the Palladium July 20th. That show starts at 4:00. Tickets will be on sale next week.
Yes.
Just spoke to the Palladium. Mm-hmm. And Charlene, just a shout out to why people need to follow Hiram and Al Downing.
Oh, there's so many different reasons I can tell you on that front. If you love good music, the atmosphere, we're all friends now. Anybody who comes to see him, we're all friends. So come out and just learn new people.
And Hiram, what do you have to say to our listeners today about Le Jazz and what you're going to be serving up?
I just appreciate everybody allowing the band to come into their lives. And please, if you hear of any jazz players and musicians and singers, come out and check them out and support, because jazz is the art that's so beautiful. The world needs to hear it at all times.
For Radio St. Pete, I'm Nanette Weiser with Joe Brudeau here. If you liked what you heard, please call now, 727-899-1835, and make a donation to Radio St. Pete. We are your community, all-volunteer nonprofit. And then when you're done with that, go to the Al Downing Tampa Bay Jazz Association and support them. Hiram and Charlene, you honor us by being here today.
Same.
Yeah, thank you so much.